This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
In the town of Assisi in northern Italy, several hundred world religious leaders have gathered at the invitation of Pope Benedict XVI to speak about peace. The event comes on the 25th anniversary of a similar gathering led by Pope John Paul II. But there are some marked differences between that event and this one, as Megan Williams reports.
That's Nigerian leader Wande Abimbola of the Ifa and Yoruba religions chanting a prayer at the World Peace Council in the Italian hilltop town of Assisi.
The time has come for the leaders of all the world's religions to have a new frame of mind in which indigenous religions are given the same respect and consideration as other religions. We cannot have peace in the world when we disrespect, abuse, or look down upon our neighbors.
Abimbola is among the 300 representatives of world religions, along with a handful of atheists, who spent the day discussing peace and justice with Catholic leader Pope Benedict XVI. Also present were Protestants, Muslims, and Jews, represented by Rabbi David Rosen, who gave thanks to the Catholic Church for organizing the event.
For demonstrating this aspiration in such a wonderful, visible manner already in Assisi 25 years ago, we owe a debt of gratitude to the memory of Blessed John Paul II. And we must give profound thanks to his successor, Pope Benedict XVI, for continuing in this path.
While both popes called the event to promote world peace, there were some key differences in approach.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, distinti capi e rappresentanti delle chiese e comunità ecclesiali.
While Benedict, for the first time, invited a few non-believers to Assisi, he did not invite non-Catholics to take part in common prayers, as John Paul did 25 years ago. Instead, he gave Mass at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome a day before the event, and then invited participants to pray or meditate on their own in separate rooms. Vatican observer Francis X. Rocca says not all participants respected the Pope's wish to avoid a public prayer.
The representative of the Hindu religion didn't seem to have gotten that message, because he did actually pray and also said something that would certainly be at variance with what Benedict has said, that all religions are expressions of the same great truth. That's something that Benedict has said very clearly he doesn't believe.
Rocca says the decision not to hold a common prayer reflects Benedict's belief that Catholicism is the only route to salvation, and his staunch rejection of the idea that all religions are expressions of the same truth. Megan Williams, Deutsche Welle Radio, Rome.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.